Don't just stand there looking stupid. Come on in. The joint's open. Have a seat in the steel folding chair. Good to see you. Welcome to Modest Joint. I am Michael Modest. I have the will to fight. Do you? So I'm pretty tired right now. I've been very, very busy the last couple of weeks. I had an audition on Sunday at 7:45 p.m. in the city, San Francisco, for a Japanese TV show called World's Most Amazing News Stories, something like that. Anyways, I went and auditioned. One of the guys recognized me from Noah. So I'm hoping that works in my favor. But, you know, I'm not getting my hopes up. That only leads to disappointment. I just kind of relax. Let life throw its shots. Or right, left, the right, left. Seems like when I try to duck and dodge, that's when I end up getting toothless. But if I just kind of coast and go with the flow, you know, of course I try to steer it a little bit, but when I don't expect too much from life, it seems to give me what I need. 95% of the time, anyways. So anyways, I went to this audition. It was really, it was fun either way because, you know, I got to speak Japanese. I haven't spoken Japanese in a little while. So it was nice, and I was surprised how fast some of my Japanese language came back to me. It surprised me very much. But I met a really nice guy there named Yo. He works on the crew, and he was the guy that was a fan. And so I made a new friend out of the deal either way. That was kind of nice. But on a shittier note, in Livermore, where I live, it was like 105 degrees. I drive into the city, and, you know, I don't know, 65, freezing cold in the city last night, a big fog bank coming in. But it was really cool. It was kind of pretty. City looks trippy when it's covered in that net of fog. Anyways, I'm kind of yammering about that damn thing. You know, it was a busy week, and I also went to a WCWC up in Oregon. You can check them out at WC-WC.com. Springfield, Oregon. I wrestled Mike Dempsey, some Canadian dude, one of them Canucks. He did something, you know, wrestling for hunger kind of thing where they did a show for 24 hours straight or something. Which right off the bat leads me to know the guy's a little nutty. He thought that doing good deeds and, you know, trying to save starving people was going to help him in the ring against Mike Modest, but he had another thing coming. Outside the ring, I'm a funny dude. I'm a nice guy. A good friend. In the ring, one day maybe you'll find out. If you're some indie dude listening to this, maybe one day you'll be on a card with me. You'll find out just how I am in the ring. I think I'm pretty light, pretty cool. But I don't know. A lot of people say I'm stiff. But Mike Dempsey didn't complain. Those Canucks are tough. We had a great match, and I beat him with the schoolboy roll-up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Couple of good false finishes in the match. Hit him with the fisherman's buster, off the ropes, into a bridge, into a cradle, bridge, both at the same time. And hit him with some other thing, too. I don't even remember what the hell it was. Oh! T-bone suplex. That's what it was. Beautiful T-bone. But in the end, the schoolboy roll-up classic old school move was what made the people pop. And it's kind of a trip, I think, when simple basic things get that big pop still. As long as you work it in the right way, you tell the right story. Anyways, it was a great match, and it was my pleasure to wrestle Mike Dempsey. Good luck to you, Mike. We won't be seeing him at the WC for a little while, at least. He's moving up to the East Coast. Well, you know, that side of Canada. So he can sneak across the border lines and try to lose 25, 50 bucks going to a wrestling show, working a wrestling show. Crazy Canucks. Gotta watch them. Sneaky folks. But a lot of talent up there in WC. Draven, Mike Santiago, Bolo. You should see this guy's body, man. It's incredible. I haven't seen somebody in this kind of shape in a long time. Gentleman George Michaels, as always, was in attendance. That guy is a classic wrestler. Brian Zane, very good manager. And I don't want to forget JT. JT is a great manager as well. Went and saw Inglourious Basterds this weekend. And, you know, it's a good movie as far as movies go. But I'm reading on the internet, people are comparing it to Pulp Fiction. Hey, let me tell you something, Jack. If you think for 1 minute that by going and seeing Inglourious Basterds, you're going to be seeing a Pulp Fiction-esque type film, I got another thing coming. It's not that great. Not as fantastic as Pulp Fiction. Some of the best scenes are the scenes that you see on the commercial. Don't get me wrong, I love the movie. And Eli Roth is a damn genius as far as movie making goes. That's my personal opinion. But to compare it to Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino, Eli Roth, no way. Guys, it's not a Pulp Fiction type movie. A little more of a period piece, I think. Anyways, got a quick poem for you. There will be no top 10 tonight, man. Just really wasn't in the mood. Kind of pissed off, really. Last couple of days, I've been a little irritated. So I wrote a little poem. Here it goes. I love you, I love you. So what does that mean? For me, pushing my babies at the park on a swing. I say I love you to your delight. So why in the fuck is it causing a fight? Dreams. Black as night sky. Purpose of love. Man, I can't say just why. Propagate, propagate. It can't be untaught. Isn't it love that makes this world hot? Billions of people. Each one with heart. Loving so many, so where does it stop? Just like my death, no reason, just is. Fuck, I love Tina, Shaniqua, and Liz. You say I love you. Are you talking to me? They say when you love it, please set it free. They say love can conquer. It's a reason to fight. Some commit murder, and some just spend the night. Time spent together so that we're not alone. Love, you can feel it way down in your bones. Not seen. Is that true? Look in her eyes. It's there. You can see it, and it makes your heart rise. Is love a chemical reaction at best? Kind of like a little bird that's building a nest. Is love an order given by judge? Or is a god sent from above. Fuck. I don't know. Bet you don't too. Really broad terms. Those words, I love you. I'm sick of this poem, sick of love crap. Just me in the joint, and I'm starting to snap. You confused by this poem? Wow, so am I. Love too has me baffled. It feels good. So why ask why? Oh yes, I remember. It's all coming back. Love is so dangerous. Like 10 tons of crack. It hurts like a bitch. It stings like a prick. It tears at your soul, and it will make you sick. It's made my heart cold, and it's warmed me at night. But I guess it's what gets me through this crazy fucking life. With all that being said, check out my website, www.mikemodest.com. Hit me up at Gmail, michael.modest@gmail.com. Also, do me a favor, twat me on Twitter. Wrestling is hardcore. And so is Michael Modest. Peace.